This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, August 2nd, 2021. Well, let's see. What do we got going on here? Well, everybody's back, which is good. And he's back from vacation. Get you an update on the Olympics and Simone Biles, the Good Vibe Tribe. We'll find out what everybody did over the weekend. My son got a phone. I don't even know how it happened. I don't ever think he ever asked for it. He just commandeered mine. So I'll be getting some tips from parents. And can we get Kennedy a passport on the show today? So Simone Biles will compete in Tuesday's balance beam final, Kennedy.
There was a rumor swirling that might happen.
Yeah.
After Saturday's things. I think Kayla came out and she was like, I think she's gonna. I think she's gonna. Which was great. So well, it's wonderful to
yes,
know.
Yes. We need that good news. I don't know if you watched any of the Red Sox over the weekend. I know the Olympics were happening. But
the women's gymnastics teams are doing quite well.
I know.
Can they bat, though? Because we're in trouble over here.
We really need to know.
Simone probably can.
So we lost Friday to the Rays 7-3. We lost Saturday to the Rays 9-5. We lost Sunday to the Rays 3-2. Thankfully, they are off tonight, but they are now a game and a half back.
It's fine, you guys. Everybody just calm down.
Need a little break.
Yeah. It's a marathon.
Recoup. That's all.
Yeah. It's a lot of games.
They needed to make a couple more trades at the trade deadline.
Yeah, probably.
And it was a big weekend at the Olympics, Kennedy. We added a bunch of gold in swimming. Katie Ledecky dominated the women's 800-meter freestyle. Bobby Fink snagged gold in the men's 1,500-meter freestyle. Caleb Dressel, who is a beast, won three more gold medals.
You guys watched Leslie Jones talk about Caleb Dressel. Yep. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in
my wife had never seen him before.
He's unreal.
And she was like, who is that tall drink of water? And I was like, what?
Yeah. His wife. His shoulders. Watching his wife and mom and dad cheer for him in for Florida.
Ugh.
I can't.
You know how they always say swimming is the best exercise?
Mm-hmm.
I get it now.
Yep.
You also, though, have to be tall.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have arms that are as long as like both of my entire wingspan is one of theirs.
I remember with Michael Phelps. So he's not that tall, like 6'5", 6'6", somewhere.
That's tall.
But what I'm saying is his wingspan is like 7'1" or 7'2".
It's their shoulders too.
Yeah.
Like swimmer shoulders are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Caleb Dressel snagged the gold in the 100-meter butterfly, the 50-meter freestyle, and then was a part of the men's team that set a new world record on the 4x100-meter medley relay. I don't know if you guys watch that race. That could be one of the greatest medleys I've ever seen.
It's so cool.
Because they were in lane number one. And if you know anything about swimming, you don't want to be on the outside lanes because the waves come back at you right off the wall. Those are the slower lanes. That's why when you qualify, you always get, lane four. That's the best lane. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they won it and then they broke a world record from lane number one, that was just
unbelievable.
It was incredible. Also, we won gold in golf, Kennedy. Xander Schauffele took home the gold, which is the first time we've won that going back 100-something years. So the totals as of earlier this morning, USA now has 60 medals, 20 gold. China has 51 medals, 24 gold. And Russia has 44 medals, 12 gold. Remember, the Russians are not supposed to be competing.
What do you think is more important, the overall medals or the most gold medals?
Gold.
I think most overall.
Gold.
Yeah, 100% overall, because it shows that you're good in many, many things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think winning it all is, to me.
And I feel like the Russian team is different because they aren't the ones that were cheating.
Right.
They get to start over.
It's the Russian Olympic Committee. It's not even...
They're not the same people that they were.
I'm not saying it was. I'm just telling you that the...
You just said they shouldn't be there.
Anyone from Russia, I believe, should not be competing after the huge cheating scandal that happened years ago. Yes, that is what I believe.
So they don't get a second chance ever?
Yes, they will get one once their suspension is over, which didn't really happen for the country.
Okay.
That's just what I think. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, if you drop us a text at 617-931-1234, we would love to feature you in the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, 617-931-1234. So a family in Wisconsin got their dog back 2 years after it went missing, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
They saw it on their local news station in an Adopt-a-Pet segment.
No. Wow. Could you imagine?
If your dog had been missing for years, then you look up on the TV
and
there's
Elvis.
There's Elvis.
What? No.
23-year-old dad in Michigan ran into a burning home to rescue his two 18-month-old twin girls. Then once they were safe, he spotted his niece yelling from a second-story window, told her to jump, and he caught her. A delivery guy in England recently helped out with a different kind of delivery when a random woman went into labor and he delivered the baby.
Holy smokes.
A 66-year-old guy named Tony Carter, he plays piano at the Atlanta airport to give people a little mood music on their layover. A motivational speaker named Carlos Whitaker was enjoying it last week, but Carlos noticed that nobody else was paying attention and his tip jar was empty. So Carlos posted a video to his 200,000 Instagram followers and asks to send tips to him, and he would give them to Tony, the piano player. Well, he raised $10,000 for him in 30 minutes, but it didn't stop there. The story went viral, and now within a week, it is up to over $70,000.
Such a good story.
Kennedy, remember how the internet helped LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow get a gig hosting Jeopardy?
Yes.
Well, his episodes, as you know, have finished airing, and they got mostly rave reviews. However, there is now a new poll that has asked which of the guest hosts should be named the permanent replacement.
Okay.
LeVar Burton is actually third on
that
list.
Wow. I think people like him.
Which is pretty good.
I think people really, really like him.
Who do you think is number one? This may surprise you.
Ken Jennings.
I was going to say Ken Jennings.
Guess it doesn't surprise you. Ken Jennings at first. Who is second? Maybe this one will surprise you.
I don't even know.
Katie Couric?
Katie Couric was on the list at six. Anderson Cooper was in there. Dr. Oz, Robin Roberts, George Stephanopoulos. Aaron Rodgers did Mayim Bialik. The executive producer, Mike Richards, is actually second.
Oh, really? He was pretty good. I liked him.
Which I thought was
interesting. That's interesting.
Wasn't he the second guest host, too? It might have just because there was more eyes on him at that time.
Well, because LeVar Burton got the Olympics week, which stinks. Like, if not as many people were watching because they were watching Olympics stuff.
Right, right. Yep. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Okay, so we're going to go back to the Olympics. And there were two high jumpers.
Yep.
They were headed... They tied.
Yes.
So their names are Gianmarco Tambieri of Italy and Mutaz Esabashim of Qatar. And this is what happened.
Third attempt, 239 for the world champion, Mutaz Esabashim. Very close, but no cigar. Tambieri, 239 for a win. No.
I think they have to discuss a jump off, do they not?
They may indeed.
Yeah, I think
In
we're going to go
we
again.
Are.
To share the gold medal. This is an absolutely insane night in the stadium.
Can I tell you that this is what the Olympics are all
so
about?
So cool.
There was. I think what's great too is the guy was holding his cast afterwards. He had broken his foot just a couple of weeks ago at another thing, and to be up there and then win the gold. And there was another wonderful moment like this, Kennedy. I believe it was in the marathon. It was a really long race. So they're getting towards the end of the race, and the runner who is leading gets lost and is going the wrong way. And the guy that is in second comes up behind him and then starts yelling at him. Now, they don't speak the same language, And so he's just trying to like yell at him.
You're going the wrong way.
No, you got to keep going. Because the guy had stopped because he thought he won the race.
Oh.
He stopped because he thought he won. And the guy's like, no, you have to keep going.
There's a ribbon you have to cross, sir.
And so he yelled at him. He starts running. And that guy went to win the race. And afterwards, you know, the reporter was like, why did you do that? He's like, what do you mean? Why did I do that?
Right.
Because he was going to win the race. What does it say about humanity if we're not a community? And he had this whole long speech. I was just like, wow.
Go off.
That was amazing.
Also, the British diver that knits in the stands.
I did see that. Was
100%.
I'm obsessed with him.
Here for that.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. Love to hear what you did over the weekend. Something exciting, something big, something new, or just something mundane that you're happy to have out of the way. 617-931-1234. Kennedy, you always get to go first. How was your weekend?
Well, it's kind of low-key. On Friday, I did the Ice Bucket Challenge with Julie Frades down in the Seaport, and that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. It looked awesome.
I saw the picture.
Their daughter, Lucy, must have done it 27 more times for the cameras. Because, you know, they're like, oh, the camera guys were like, hey, do you think you could guess another one?
Right.
And she did probably 10 more. She just sits there. She loves it.
A gem.
Children are impervious to cold. That's
a gem.
How did the event go?
It was great. There were 100 or so, some odd people there.
Awesome.
You know, every TV camera was there. I had to stand in front of all of them. And I was, but the weird part was there wasn't a speaker for the people who were there to hear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everyone was standing behind me, sort of. So I'm less concerned about what the cameras are doing because I know they're not going to put me on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the bane of radio.
Yes.
So I'm turning around, talking to the people back here. You guys ready? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I knew I wasn't going to be on or whatever. I still did my part or whatever.
Right.
And then Julie spoke. And that's the part, obviously, that you want to hear. So well spoken. Just their ability to speak of this with sort of emotion removed, you know, to say thank you. And she's, you know, we will be here every August until there is a cure. So every August we'll be there until there's a cure. And then we actually got to do it, and which was, I stood right next to her. It was the first time ever I've done it. It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so sunny and hot out that it's literally the minute that, because I brought a change of clothes and a towel.
Sure.
I'm like, I don't need any of this.
You're dry.
I love that. I was dry
later.
In a moment.
I love that.
But it was really fun. I'm glad I did. The rest of the weekend, I just kind of chilled out at my house.
From the 603, took the kids to Storyline? Is that Storyville?
Storyland.
Thank you for the first time.
Fantasyland.
From the 978, my son graduated from Bridgewater State College at Foxborough Stadium.
Yes, and they got to go to Gillette. Looked awesome.
Congratulations.
That is awesome. By the way, 617-931-1234. So my birthday was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
53 and achy is what I post on Instagram.
Yes.
53 and achy, and I made it. And so my dad and his wife, Tish, they came up from Florida. So they pulled up the Airstream. They have an Airstream.
Yeah.
Thing is, first time I've ever seen it. It's unbelievable.
It's the one you want.
It's the one you want.
When you dream about going across the country in an RV, that's the one you want.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous. And so I had it set up on the Cape House so they can like hook up power to it. So they were there.
Did you have like an extension cord running from one window to theirs?
Right.
I had a little bit more professional. I paid the extra $50 to get an outside outlet. So they have their own outlet outside the house now.
Y'all want plug in? Merry Christmas.
And then my mother-in-law came down, and so we went out to the Lobster Trap on Saturday night for dinner.
Oh, so good. I saw that. I was like jealous.
Oh, my. And we just ordered a little bit of everything.
Which one should do when one goes
right. Especially
to the
there.
And just like the whole crew there. Like
they're awesome.
Yeah, they're just all.
The nicest people.
They really are. So, I got some gifts, and this was like the thing that like got me to tears. My wife surprised me with concert tickets. To go see Ziggy Marley. Now, I love Bob Marley music.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody that knows me knows how much I love Bob Marley music. In fact, when we sat down to open all of my gifts, I just turned on the Bluetooth speaker, which is a Bob Marley speaker, and I put on my Bob Marley playlist. You know, I've had my dad beer, I got my IPA, I'm listening to my Bob Marley music.
You're living your best life.
Right. And so she gives me these concert tickets, and it's to go see Ziggy Marley.
Wow.
But Ziggy Marley is going to only do Bob Marley songs. So he's doing like a tribute to his dad.
So it's literally like, they were like, Carson's having a birthday. What can we do?
Yes.
Right. And oh, by the way, this is at Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Oh my gosh. How cool.
So much fun.
And so Lana got his VIP. Like, we got, like, you know, access to stage.
To you get
like,
to use the nice bathrooms.
Nice bathrooms. At the end of the day, that's really, really the only thing that matters.
That's all you need.
Yes. And then my
Shorter beer line.
My dad and Tish, they splurged and got the hotel room. So, like, in the night, in, like, the Garden District. So, we got, like, the nice hotel.
That's awesome. We got the thing.
Yes. And my sister-in-law got me a nice Bob Marley book. And I got Bob Marley coffee. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I like Bob Marley a lot.
Familiar.
You're going to have a museum in your house.
And then Barrett got me all beer stuff. I got a Cisco Brewery t-shirt I'm wearing today. I got a new Cisco hat. He knows his dad well. From the night, 71, prepared for my return to work on my way this morning after 17 weeks maternity leave.
Oh, man. You're going to be fine.
You're going to be great.
We believe in you. Strong. It's okay if you want to cry a little.
You're a powerful mama.
All of your feelings are important.
From the 774, took my 3 and 5-year-old to Santa's Village, and pretty sure I scarred them for life. On the flume ride? There's a flume ride?
Yeah, there's like a log ride there.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't think we ever took Barrett to that. From the 978, what was that? Bridgewater State? We already talked about that one, right? How about you, Annie? How was your weekend? I know you were wrapping up vacation.
Yes. So it was a great week. We get a house down in Eastham every single summer, and it's just the best because when we go down, you go to Nauset Light Beach, and there's no service on that beach. So even if you needed to contact me, you can't.
Somebody asked me a couple different times. Have you talked to Annie? I'm like, were you not listening? Don't call, don't write, don't text. I listen when my friends speak.
There's strict rules. Carson tweeted at me. I said, I don't know you for the next week. Please don't contact me.
That was on Friday, in my defense.
I'm still on vacation.
She said it on Friday at 6 a.m. and she meant it.
But it was awesome. Saturday, Dan and Brittany came down and we just chilled at the beach all day. The rule is you can't leave until the cooler's empty because it has to be light enough for you to drag it out. Well, and by the way, they're doing construction on the parking lot there because why wouldn't you do it in the dead of summer? So you have to walk from the high school, which is like probably a mile walk.
Oh.
And I'm telling Dan, I'm like, pack light because it's a walk.
That is a hike.
Need a wagon of some kind, a wheeled something.
We were at Craigville Beach and we had so many people, I had to bring the big cooler.
Yeah.
And I was the dad dragging the 200-pound cooler across.
Y'all need some wheels for your cooler.
I have wheels, but the sand is...
Right.
Can you make big fat wheels?
It's a calf workout.
No, like, by the time you get there, they're like, where do you want to sit? I'm like, I don't care. Just stop somewhere.
I know. And you see people keep walking further and you're like, and then I refused to leave yesterday. My whole family's like packing up to go. I'm like, I'm going to the beach. I can't. The last day of vacation, I just like refused to leave.
Right.
Because you have to be out of the house by like 10.
And it was such a gorgeous day.
It was beautiful.
So. From the 978, today is my first day at my new preschool teaching job.
That's exciting.
Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
So Friday, me and Brittany went to the Wilbur Theater for the first time since the pandemic back at the Wilbur.
Yes.
So we went and see Seth Meyers.
Oh.
And right before Seth Meyers comes out, and he didn't have an opening act. And he came out of like, the show started at 7. He came out at like 7:05.
He's like, we got to get out of here. I got dinner plans at 10, right?
And he starts going, I'm going to bring somebody on stage. I like to break new comedians. I know you've never heard of this person. He starts really hyping up how this person, nobody knows this person.
Right.
I'm like, okay, who are you going to bring on the stage?
And
everybody in the world knows.
Right.
He goes, she hasn't been on stage in 18 months. I'm going to break her act. Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Schumer.
So he brought
Amy Schumer out as a surprise opening act.
Get out of here. How cool was that?
It was awesome. She did about 20 minutes. She came out with like a notepad. She's like, I haven't been on stage in a long time. We're going to workshop this.
Which I think is so cool to be a part of that process before it's all clean and shiny.
You're kidding
me. Wow.
As a surprise act, that's pretty good.
I can't think. Chris Rock, I can't imagine much better than that.
I know. That's like going to a concert, like going to see Zach Brown. He's like, oh, I brought this opening act. It's Kenny Chesney.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And Seth Meyers was so funny. It was just a great night. It was nice to laugh in public again.
Right. Yeah.
And then Saturday, me and Brittany went down and spent the whole day at the beach with Annie's family.
Oh, I can't tweet, but Dan can come down and visit?
Yes.
Okay. Now we know where I stand.
Well, you could have came down to the beach. That's different.
I got you.
Let me tell you, we drove down. Saturday morning, Cape traffic is no joke.
Oh, really?
It took us like 3 hours to get down there from Wilmington.
Oof.
But then it was so worth it. It was awesome. Yeah. I had never been to Nauset Light Beach before.
So gorgeous.
There are seals everywhere.
Many seals.
Yeah, shark bait.
Like you're just sitting there drinking a beer and you're like, there's 7 seals.
Yep.
Yeah.
15 feet away from you.
Do they talk to you?
Are they
vocal?
They could have. My dad was in the wave with a couple of them. I'm like, Dad, you want to just come in a little bit?
I was like, Annie, we're going to start a podcast called Seal of Approval.
We workshop the whole thing.
All about seals.
We went one time and there was like 800 seals, and my wife kept saying to Barrett, get into the water a little deeper so I can take a picture. I'm like, what are you doing?
No.
You want to be the first person on the news that says seal attack? But then we went back. We spent the night at their house in East Ham. They have a little fire pit. It was awesome.
Yep.
And Annie's family now officially likes Brittany more than me.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I feel like that's going to be the case for the rest of your life.
I was like, I get it.
I know how
but
that
that's
feels.
Okay.
I was like, I get it. She's all right.
Okay. My dad calls me last night just to say, that Brittany is a real gem. I'm like, she really is.
And what was that guy's name that was with
Who was she with?
Yeah, that one.
Ben?
We used to
Stan,
know, right?
What was it again?
It's like 10 o'clock and I'm going to bed and I'm excusing myself from the fire pit. And Brittany, Annie's sister hugs me and goes, love you, but not as much as Brittany. I was like, I get it.
I get it now. I get it.
It's better than having everyone hate your girlfriend.
This is 100% true.
That's true.
On the ride back, I was like, you crushed it.
From the 781, went to Billy Strings on Saturday. Amazing show.
Lots of friends that went there.
He'll be playing at Marshfield Fairgrounds this month at the Levitate Festival. Highly recommend.
Yeah, they're doing like a mini Levitate.
Who is Billy Strings? I have to look him up. I don't think I know who that is.
Famous guitar player, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's a cool name.
Billy Strings.
Powerful
name. You know exactly what he does.
Mm. Yeah.
There's no messing about.
That's
he plays
right.
saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Sorry, I have to type one thing in here for you, Carson. There you go. So, I have some... new music tours, new music things to discuss with you. So
I'm
just going to mush them all into one. So Ed Sheeran, of course, recently released the song Bad Habits. And of course, we've been waiting for the album that will follow.
Yes.
And what will it be called? Which mathematical symbol is left? Mm-hmm. His manager says it will be here soon. Stuart Camp tells Variety that the album, which we're all expecting to be called Minus, because that's the one that's missing, is going to come out this fall. However, he said, we shouldn't expect a lot of songs that sound like Bad Habits on the record. He says it's indicative of a different approach to a lot of songs. It'll both surprise and comfort people.
Mm.
He also says there's some normal Ed songs, but there's also some more sonically adventurous ones as well. Camp says Ed plans to hit them hard with another single and album in the autumn, but is not giving any kind of exact release dates. But he said there will be an album last year, but I can't tell you any more than that. And then he said he's setting aside most of 2023 for North American tours.
Wow.
Saying that if it's possible, if that's when the tour happens, then there'll probably be two albums within that cycle. Because we all know how many, you know, Ed said that he wrote like 8 million
4,
songs
000, right.
when he was on, during quarantine. So he said we genuinely have a lot of songs, so it could happen quickly. He wanted to know if he could literally release an album of acoustic ballads tomorrow.
Wow.
He's just such a cool guy to me.
Plus, he didn't even tour with the collaboration album that
he
did.
No, he didn't.
So he's never played any of those songs
live. He recorded half of those songs on the tour bus while he was already touring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that's crazy.
It must be so hard to make, 400 songs and then trim that down to 12.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, killing
these
your
are the
babies.
Best ones. Yeah.
And so that's what Taylor Swift is doing as she's re-releasing all of her old albums, is she's putting in all the songs that she wanted to be in them. So the next album's going to be Red.
Yes.
And she told fans they can expect it to include one very special track. She said it will include all 30 songs that were meant to go on Red.
Wow.
And one called Ronan, a song she wrote about a four-year-old Ronan named Ronan Thompson who died of cancer. Up until now, Ronan was only available as an iTunes-only song, but Ronan's mother, Maya, revealed Taylor's new plans via her blog, Rockstar Ronan.
That's cool.
Taylor wrote to her, I've recently re-recorded my fourth album, Red. It's really exceeding my expectations in so many ways. And one of those ways is that I thought it would be appropriate to add Ronan to this album. Red was an album of heartbreak and healing, of rage and rawness, of tragedy and trauma, and of the loss of an imagined future alongside someone. And my genuine hope is that you'll agree with me that this song should be included on this album.
Wow.
Taylor included Maya as a co-writer on the song since it was inspired by Maya's blog. She said, your opinion and approval of this idea really matters to me, and I'll honor your wishes here.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
What songs were on Red again?
All Too Well is like the biggest Swiftie song. That's the one when she was dating Jake Gyllenhaal. And that song's all about him. That's going to be a 10-minute track now. And she's re-recording it.
We're never ever getting back together. Is that on there?
I think so.
I just looked it up. Also, I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Mm. I don't understand why artists are... I don't know, maybe it's the labels. They know better than anybody. I have no idea. But why an artist is obligated to only put 10 or 12 songs. Like, if you've got...
You're just following the same formula that
well,
you know,
because but, for the longest time it was vinyl and there was only finite space.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But we don't have those
and
restrictions anymore.
I think that's just, you know, that's the way we
If you want to put out 40 songs...
I mean, there was also a time when I was growing up when there was a lot of double-sided albums that were like an hour and 45 minutes, and they strayed away from that as well.
Give me that Prince 1999 double album. Let's
now,
go!
A lot of albums are like 35, 40 minutes now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mother-in-law, excuse me, got me a double album for Blackberry Smoke that just came out. And again, it's a double album, you know, and it's awesome. I love all the extra songs.
People, you know, our time that we spend listening to things is getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm. Or like goldfish.
Short attention span theater. Correct, Dan. What? And it has been 10 years since Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds went on their very first date. And a decade later, not much has changed. The city, the restaurant, Boston. Oh, yeah. And it all stayed the same in a celebration of their special milestone. They recreated their initial meeting at 2011 at Oh Yeah Restaurant and then trolled each other horrendously on all of the posts.
Love it.
Blake said, if it weren't for this place, we wouldn't be together. No joke. This restaurant means so much to us. And then Reynolds on his Instagram shared a selfie of them outside the restaurant saying, our favorite restaurant with her fourth favorite date. And he had like cropped her earrings out and then he had to post it again. He said, posting again because I cut my wife's cute earrings out. She trained me better than this. And all of that was over his face.
Perfect.
Sorry if I let anyone down.
What is the name of the restaurant again?
Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah?
It's a sushi restaurant in Beck Bay, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Only
still
like,
there?
Only 10 seats. Oh Yeah. Mm. It's probably the preeminent sushi restaurant.
Can't pay for that kind of publicity either.
Nope.
They don't need to.
Mm.
But say 10 years later, we still go out on our first date, but in much more comfortable shoes.
I love it so much. Mm. I love them.
Find you someone.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? That wants to go back to the same place y'all ate 10 years ago for your first date.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. I think we've been swindled and bamboozled by my son and didn't even see it happening. He's 10, he's going to be 11 in November, and somehow he now has an iPhone. And I don't even think we ever had a conversation about it. He just has one.
Did you ever have a conversation about it? Like, you know, in the 10 years prior.
About a phone.
As to when you thought he might could have a phone.
Yeah, Lana and I had the conversation. We thought around 13 would be the time.
Yeah.
That he would get a phone. It seemed like
Seventh, eighth grade-ish, I feel, is when most kids do.
Mm-hmm. But what we've realized is he's like starting to do things on his own.
Well, he's had an iPad for a long time.
Yes. So he'll text or, you know, FaceTime with his friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, but so we got new phones. First time we've had new phones in years. And we were in the store for so long. By the time we got out of the store, he already had my old phone in his pocket. And he already knows
he's
all the passwords.
He's so smart.
Like for my birthday over the weekend, I look up from blowing the cake out. And, you know, my wife's got the phone. She's shooting a video. And my dad's shooting video. And my mother-in-law's shooting video. And my son.
And no one's watching you. No.
And now my son's shooting video. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting video. I love it that he wants to catalog all of this
he's
stuff.
He's showing content, Dad.
Yes.
We went out to
for
dinner.
His Insta.
And I look around and, you know, I have my phone sitting in front of me. My wife has her phone sitting in front of her, and Barrett now has his phone. I'm like, what is your phone doing in here? He's like, oh, I just brought it with me.
It's
like,
Just in case.
Yeah. Did he go, well, what is your phone doing in here?
Yes.
What if he masturbates your
phone? I pay for it.
Do you guys not pull phones off tables at meals or not when you're out?
It's just there. I take it because I don't like to sit on it. So I just set it off to the side with my wallet is usually move. So anyway, I am looking for help from my fellow parents. If you've caught your kid or like what advice I can get, because I have a feeling this is going to escalate quickly.
Well, I have one piece of advice.
Yes.
And that would be to go take your phone and take everything off of it.
Right. Yeah.
Do you
all
know
your
what
apps
I mean?
And stuff.
Everything. Because I bet you don't even know what's on it.
Yeah, that's
I have
true.
So many apps. I have no idea. I don't believe you have anything bad on yours by any stretch of the imagination.
No, there's nothing bad
but,
on there.
You know, they're your pictures. They're your things.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just go back and do a factory reset and then everything will clear.
Oh, just wipe the whole thing?
Wipe it clean.
Yeah, wipe it clean.
Be like, you can play Snake on this. That's about it.
Because all of your stuff is still on your phone or on the cloud.
Yes, yeah.
But he doesn't need all of that. You know, plus he could go and be creating. Do you think he has created a social media account that Carson is unaware of?
I think he has a TikTok account 1,000%. 1,000%.
Yeah, every app old people aren't on, the kids are already on and doing.
From the 508 Carson, from parent to parent. I see, that's just what I need.
This
from parent
need.
To parent,
yeah.
I need this. Make sure he charges that phone in the kitchen or the family room or your room overnight, because they will wake up in the middle of the night and start texting and using the phone if you keep it in their room.
Oh, now, that's really smart.
I remember Kate Merrill saying that her kids have to have the phones downstairs because they would wake up in the morning and be so tired to go to school because they'd been on their phones all night.
Right.
So they have a basket at the front door, and that's where the phones have to go before they go
to bed. Is there a way I can control it? So you
get it in the basket, and he can't kick it upstairs.
But Barrett has a Switch, and that Nintendo Switch has parental control. So I have an app on my phone.
Oh.
Which means he now has the app on his phone and he can control
his own
playtime.
So like I said, factory reset.
Bro, you're playing chess, he's playing checkers, like he's just so
he's
smart.
Probably giving himself more time on the Slack or on the Switch.
He's
on the
playing
Switch.
That three-dimensional chess Slack. That they play on Big Bang Theory right
yes.
now.
Janelle is from, is it Janelle from Bill Ricker? Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, what do you, from parent,
my daughter,
parent to parent, please.
My daughter just turned 11 on Thursday and got her first phone.
Okay.
She's going into middle school, so she's going to be like by herself after school for like an hour now, and we don't have a home phone, so we kind of were at a standstill. But she was the only kid in her class last year that did not have a phone.
All
so
right.
at
I
10
think,
years
I think
old,
11 is it.
At 10 years old, she was the only kid in her class that did not
it's
have a
unbelievable.
Phone.
Times are different.
The only one.
Well, look at you look at it and you think, well, my kid's complete low-jacked all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible idea to have something on them that you can find them all the time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Is there an app or something you put on the phone to be able to track them?
Call Mike Morgan.
Yeah. And so I know like her password is like I know everything.
Yeah.
I watch what she does.
Mm. Producer Mike still has his kids low-jacked.
There's got to be like a tween tracker.
Yes, there absolutely is.
Oh,
yeah, there is. Yeah. And she has an iPad. Anyway, she's had an iPad forever. So,
well, yeah, on your phone, you can say...
You can do find my iPhone. Like,
not
you
even find my
friends and stuff.
But yeah, like I'm linked to two of my girlfriends all the time.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have an existence. In order to give him that stuff, I have to like put his name. I don't want to. Do I put his name on the phone? Do I wipe it and give him his own name?
If you want to be able to contact him on it, he needs his own phone number.
Yeah, he needs his own
phone
number.
Because that's your phone number right now.
All capital letters from the 978. Carson, you need to wipe the phone!
But you guys got to understand, Carson doesn't have the things that you and I have on our phones, all right? That Dan, Annie, and I, and all the rest of you out there have on your
phone. Don't swipe left on my picture.
No. Like whenever I have to show someone a picture, any of you, I'm like, don't swipe.
But Barrett is so much better with technology, Carson's going to be like, why is my phone shutting off at 10 p.m.?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So some really good news coming out of the Olympics. Simone Biles will compete on beam after opting out of her previous individual events due to a case of what she called the twisties and just trying to deal with her mental health, taking a step back, if you will. USAG said, we are so excited to confirm that you will see two U.S. athletes in the balance beam final tomorrow, Suni Lee and Simone Biles. I can't wait for you to watch both. I'm telling you, Suni Lee is something to look out for.
She's amazing.
She has been on form, and I think... I'm just saying,
I mean,
she's something to look out for.
Our women's gymnastics team are just so elite.
And I think what happened was supposed to happen.
Absolutely.
I don't think we would have won the medals we did if someone had stayed in.
No.
We just wouldn't have.
And she knew that. That's why she stepped back.
And Michaela Skinner, to step up and win like she did, was incredible because
it was her time to shine.
She was getting ready to fly home.
It's unreal.
She was an alternate. She wasn't going to be there, and she had kind of resigned to the fact that she said that she called her family and was like, I'm going to be getting on
look
a plane.
Like I'm going to get it. Yeah.
I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to come home.
And then Simone
and then
said,
at the last minute, Simone's like, nope, you're in.
Yeah.
And then she gets up there and wins a silver medal.
So baller.
That is incredible.
It was her time. And I think Peacock Network has been doing a really phenomenal job with the coverage. There's something for everybody. And Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart are doing commentary now as well.
That's what the world needs.
So I'd like to give you Snoop and Kevin on dressage.
Horses. I like this. This is equestrian.
This is prancing.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, girl. You see that? On the set. Oh, look at this, girl.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I got to get this in a video.
Oh, you said.
Oh, my God.
Snoop said I got to put the horse in the video. Horse crip walking is officially in the Olympics.
Man, you see that?
It's the best. It's the best.
That's definitely the first time on the set has ever been used in dressage.
Crip walking on the set.
It's gold.
Good for you, Snoop. Good for you.
So Britney Spears feeling more confident as she continues to fight to end her legal conservatorship agreement. Now, I'm talking to you from a site called Hollywood Life.
Mm-hmm.
And these are sources in Britney's camp who have talked to Hollywood Life exclusively. I don't have a second source. I just want to let you know. They say she's looking forward to her next court date. She wants to be heard and doesn't want to be silenced right now. Appointing her own counsel felt like a victory, which is why her confidence is through the roof. She doesn't want to be scared to speak. She finally feels she can be open and be herself.
Hmm.
In Britney's last two statements, she made a number of bombshell allegations about her legal arrangement. You know, the things that we learned last time, that she was unable to remove an IUD, that she, if she wanted to have a third child, she was not permitted to go get haircuts, manicures, or pedicures. And that's maybe why we're seeing such pictures on the Instagram right now, is because she can.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon knows that Hollywood is changing, but his daughters are here to make sure he changes a little more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted that only recently he retired a slur after his teen daughter checked him. Matt said when he was a kid, the word his daughter calls the F slur for homosexual was commonly used. I think we all know what that means. He said, that's what I'm used to. He made a joke using the word a few months ago at the dinner table.
Guys.
Which did not please his daughter. So she left, went to her room, and wrote out a very long, beautiful treatise to her dad to explain why the word is dangerous. He got the message, and now he's keeping it out of his vocabulary. He said the shift society and the industry is going through in the modern world has taught him to shut the blank up more.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm just
good
floored.
For her.
I'm floored this happened at the dinner table a month ago.
Check your family members.
Yes.
But this is the, and I do, I love this because mm-hmm. this
important.
This is what it takes. It takes you saying somebody something to someone in your family with care and love and concern that, hey, we can't say this anymore. We've evolved. There's always going to be an evolution to our language and to the way we treat people. We're just trying to get better with it all. And I'm sure there are words that I say right now that five or 10, you know.
Well, when time changes, the lens looking at it now.
Right. Some young person will come along and say, hey, old man, we don't do that. We don't say that.
And
so it's up to the young people to do that.
I get where he's coming from. Like when I was growing up here, going to school in the 90s, everybody on the playground said it. And into my teens and probably early 20s. But then you learn and you grow. And he's a little late to the party on this one, I feel like.
And I feel like we all have to get rid of, like, well, we all used to or whatever. We all know that we used to.
Right.
Yeah. It's what happens next that's important.
Right.
And I just have such great faith in this generation that's coming
next.
Because there are people who they're not going to be put down, and they're not going to allow things like this to continue on. And
there's no excuse.
And they don't care.
There's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse.
So anyway, I think that's pretty amazing. I would hope that he might release that letter so we could see what she wrote, because other people might be able to learn from that as well.
Definitely.
Did you see the Olympic athlete? I think it was maybe in the shot put or the hammer throw or something.
And it was the shot put, something.
Yeah, and he threw up a double X after he won the gold medal. And so when he went to do the interview, and he's got this spectacular hair and a great effervescent personality, and the reporter said, what was the X about? And he's like, I'm all about inclusion. And to all of these communities, you know, just talking about the LGBTQ
LGBTQ.
Thank you. Talking about that community, talking about the black community, talking about anybody that doesn't have a voice. I hear you. I see you. I feel you. It was spectacular. I just appreciated that.
Amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Do the young people on the show know this song? We got to help our girl out here, Kennedy. Do you know it, Dan?
I am at a loss currently.
Yeah. Wow. So,
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of the world.
The name of the band is Wall of Voodoo, Dan.
No. Of course it is.
Check the number. I'll leave it on when it bed I slumber. I hear the rhythm.
Kennedy knows every word to the song, I bet.
I know so.
The song is called Mexican Radio. This is a big hit.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Isn't that wild?
I'm on a Mexican radio.
So Kennedy has realized that her passport expired during the pandemic. 617-931-1234. We need all of the help. We got to figure this out. Because I need you to go on your vacation. We need this. All for you. As a collective, it's all good for us if you go and enjoy vacation.
I get that. And I'll enjoy vacation no matter what happens.
Yeah. I know.
But I'm trying to be a realist about it. But
sure.
Anyway, my passport expired in November of last year.
Yes.
And then that's when I flew
to Minnesota.
So May.
Yep.
I realized I didn't have my driver's license and couldn't find it anywhere, if you'll recall.
Right.
And then Annie had to drive me back to the house to try and find it, where we tore apart everything in my house. And
you ended up flying without it, didn't you?
I flew with my passport. It was expired, but I brought it with me anyway.
Right.
So they didn't even check. They just look.
Mm-hmm. And that's just domestic.
And that's just domestic.
Well, and this COVID excused so many things.
Like. And it did. And yeah, so that. But then as I, last weekend when I was sitting at home, I was like, I literally sitting in the couch went,
oh, that's the worst panic
worst
attack.
Grabbed it. And I was like, nope, this did not renew itself. So, then I started looking and everything has changed. So if you're calling in to say, oh, it's easy, spend $60, you just click the expedited, go to the post office. They're not doing any of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go in anymore without an appointment, and getting an appointment takes hours on the phone. And most times I end up getting hung up on. I've spent so much time on hold.
All right. Tracy is from Whitman, has an idea. Good morning, Tracy. This happened to a friend of yours?
Yes, actually, back in March, she realized the same thing. Her passport had expired, and they were taking a trip to St. Martin. So a friend of ours went on the internet and just Googled all different places that they could get a passport. They did end up having to go all the way up to Vermont to get it. But
they went to a passport agency in Vermont. It's not there. You can't get them anywhere else. You can't get them at post offices anymore. You can't get them at anywhere else.
But they got in.
But you have to get an appointment.
Right.
So
how long before the vacation did she get the passport, though? Because Kennedy's a little rushed.
24 hours before, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Game changer.
Going to Vermont.
Game changer.
Gorgeous weekend in Vermont.
It's April, May, June.
Yes.
It's just so many more people are traveling now.
Thank you, Tracy.
It's just gotten out of control. Expedited is now 12 weeks. That's what
Kennedy.
Expedited is.
Expedited is 12 weeks. And when are you supposed to leave?
The 27th.
Of this month. Today's August 2nd.
It is.
So I feel like I might just be going to South Carolina.
I don't know.
Don't give up.
Don't give up yet.
Don't
give up yet. Johnny Passport is on the phone.
Johnny
Passport.
What's going on, guys?
Help us out.
I don't want to embarrass myself. So, Kennedy, listen, I'm the travel planner for my entire family. 10 people going to Iceland. We leave tomorrow night. And, of course, I'm the idiot that let my passport lapse. So here's what you do. The only person at this point you can count on is your congressman. So shout out to Congressman Auchincloss. He's working his butt off. His team is working their butt off to get me my passport. They're the only ones that can rush it. They're the only ones that can push it. If you've already sent in your passport for expedited, they're the ones, if you get a locator number, who can actually encourage the agency to push it. And
no,
then maybe last minute.
I haven't sent it anywhere because you can't send it anymore. If you need it back, you have to go in and make
August
an appointment.
August 27th, she leaves Johnny Passport. What should she do?
So you have enough time. So talk to your congressman.
I cannot
send it in.
In good conscience, call the people who are doing the good work for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and say, little old me forgot to do her passport.
If it's good enough for Johnny Passport, it's good enough for you.
I'm telling you, you're there. you're their constituent.
I
they
know
want to
that,
make you happy.
I'm trying to, you know.
You know, you have an option because they're the ones who can generally get you an appointment downtown.
Kennedy, who's your congressman?
I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Johnny Passport.
Marching on the stage.
Have a great trip. I hope you make it.
I'm hoping I can go.
All right, keep us posted. Text us
I
back.
Hope you
let
make
us know.
It, buddy.
Johnny Passport there. Who's your congressman in Quincy? Annie, you're the mayor of Quincy. Contact the congressman.
I will.
Or
for Kennedy,
person.
I would do anything.
Stephen Lynch, isn't it?
I believe so.
He used to be my neighbor, you know.
We did have somebody call in who couldn't stay on the line, but they had some very good advice.
Yes.
They got their passport 2 days before they were supposed to go to Aruba recently.
That's the deal. So
the,
right
the
now,
Tip
the only
O'Neill
way
building.
Yeah, I know that. Oh. But you have to have an appointment. You can't walk in without an appointment. So, yes. And they won't give you an appointment, but 2 days before the trip.
I feel like you're being defeatist.
Yep. I'm not being defeatist. I'm being a realist. And I'm okay with it.
I feel like we can get this done.
I cried yesterday. I'm all cried
Listen,
out.
I drive into the mall and I say I'm going to get a parking spot up front. And what do I always get, Kennedy?
I know.
What do I always get?
You get a parking spot.
Where?
In front of the mall.
I'm manifesting you on the beach in Tulum.
Thank you.
You get a nice mojito in your hand, a little umbrella, because we're getting you this passport.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
We got this.
If I don't go now, I'll go in December. I'm not that stressed.
Kennedy from the 508, my place is in Vermont. Just saying. I've sent you photos before. You can stay there.
That's right. Oh, thank you. You know what? I might.
Just remember, Kennedy, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No.
It ain't over.
Don't stop him now. He's on a roll.
617-931-1234.
Toga.
You can stay home and watch Animal House.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.